Let's see.
The reason why I say it is because I have seen meetings in the middle of the conversation.
Okay, let's see.
I'll leave Thursday. I think that, you know what, maybe Gordon needs it. Sheila needs it.
This needs Gordon and Mary.
What is that? Could you hand it to Sheila so I don't scrape the mic?
I call to order the Committee on Budget and Appropriations, the proper quorum present. And we are going to have a few items jointly with Community Services and Public Safety and Public Works, Parks, Labor and Transportation. Let me see which the first item. You want to do this first? All right, we'll do the item joint with Public Safety and Security first. Item number two on the budget agenda, 4173 is the ID. So I am a prisoner of transportation also.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just at 10:19, I'll call the Committee of Public Safety and Security to order. We have a quorum. Mr. Chairman, with your permission, we'll take that item first.
Sure.
Since it's the one item in front of our
Sean?
Committee. The IMA Prison Transportation,
Mary
Meals
Jane.
Of White Plains, our commissioner.
You,
good morning, welcome.
And for the budget and appropriation members, we have two sets of minutes. Please peruse them. And in between the items, I will entertain a motion at some point. We also have a couple items to receive and file. Please look at them in case you have any concerns.
All right, the one item in front of Committee of Public Safety and Security with budget is, as I said, the IMA for the City of White Plains. This is something that we do, I guess, every couple of years. This IMA covers the years 2011, 2012. 2011, the contract amount was $209,504, rising to $213,694 for 2012. Good morning, we have Commissioner Trevenko here. Commissioner, introduce yourself and your colleagues for the record.
Well, good morning, everybody. Kevin Trevenko from the Department of Corrections. Paul Ballmer, 601 Department of Corrections.
Welcome. You know, all of our meetings now are streaming live in the video, so we always need to get everyone on the record. So,
smile.
Good morning. And just now, Commissioner, I gather this, as I said, is just sort of the biannual process we go through. We continue to work with the City of White Plains as we work with many other municipalities, and they take on our responsibility for the transportation and provision of meals by providing the services, and we reimburse them. That's why we're here. Is there anything you want to add? Anything unusual this IMA? Anything different from past IMAs?
No, it follows the same format as previous years. We found that contracting out prison transportation is obviously much more cost effective than the Department of Corrections, transporting prisoners.
Okay, members, are any questions? Legislator Burke.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Chief of Staff Oro sent around a memo regarding the impact that the state budget cuts are having on the court system. How do you expect, if you think you can, adjust to the fact that the courts are now going to operate in a very strict time of opening, time of closing, lunchtime calendar to so that we're not in a position of having to have people waiting around that they're never going to be called. There's never going to be a calendar call that will include them, or will never be a calendar call that will in fact lead to a trial or whatever. Is there anything that the department can do with that?
I saw the Department of Corrections.
Yes.
Well, it's definitely going to have an impact on us. Delayed dockets, things like that. We're going to be meeting with some of the judges, to discuss, a couple of different options. One good thing is maybe we could use a piece of the facility.
We have microphone ground.
That would be good, but that's obviously in the hands of the individuals who are incarcerated. That's not, so far they've not shown a great deal of enthusiasm for that, although we've got a bill up in Albany where we're supporting to do this. But beyond that, you don't see any operational way to adjust to this situation. I mean, there may not be. I just want to ask.
Yeah, no, we'll just have to do our best to get the prisoners in and out.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Without taking too much time, Mr. Chairman, can you just very briefly explain how you operate the jail? Because we got, 20, 25 municipalities every day, every other day coming in. How do you manage the traffic at the facility? Is that any kind of, what kind of burden is that on you?
Really, you call it flight control. Control center. We sit down, very busy. We could have 100, 150 prisoners being turned out in the morning. You know, we just get them down early. We change them over. The PDs will get the biggest cities in, clear them out, and then the other PDs, the smaller ones, will do the same thing. So as they show up, they put on a list, and then, you know, we'll get the prisoners turned around.
Yeah, I mean, it goes to this video conferencing. I know there's legislation, there's a fair amount of work, but one thing we don't really hear about, we do these IMAs, we pass them pro forma, but the actual reality of almost every day, of, as you say, flight control, cars line coming in, going out, there's a tremendous, has nothing to do with incarcerating the inmates, it's this movement in and out, the morning and afternoon, that, again, video conferencing would go a long way. There has to have a certain even financial impact on you and just stress impact as it does with flight controllers managing all that. So I just, you know, we from time to time we need to remind ourselves and just understand what really happens just to carry this out. It's not just like passing some dollars here. But that's until video conferencing comes in. This is what the commission has to deal with. Okay, any other questions on the item? If not, I'll ask for a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Byrne, moved by seconded by Legislator Nona.
I'll move it for budget.
Second.
So it's been moved and seconded. Mr. Harkin seconded for budget. No other comments? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Both committees? All opposed? It passes both committees, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner, Mr. Warren, thank you very much. Appreciate it. It's good for today. Let's you get back to flight control.
You have another item?
Yeah, we have another item.
Which one?
The Westchester Medical Center.
Okay.
All right, and that one would be jointly, but that leaves your committee so you can
address. For some reason that was not, I guess that was...
No, that was with community services.
Yeah. I'll call for public safety and security. Let's obtain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Moved by Legislator Myers. Moved by Legislator, seconded by Legislator Burton. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Public safety and security stands adjourned. Thank you.
Chairwoman Williams, you want to call?
I want to call to order the Committee on Community Services. We have present Mr. Burton, Legislator Burton, and Legislator Myers, and myself, and Legislator Shinsky.
That's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
All right, Mr. Chavarco, on this IMA, again, this is where the medical center examines our employees from corrections, right?
That's correct. For non-job related illness or injuries.
Non-job related, right. Meaning?
Meaning it wouldn't be working comp or 207C. It would just be, you know, personal illness or injury.
All right. Take us back in history, Mr. Chavarco, for this IMA, if you will. As Mr. Agassi said earlier, we keep on approving this, but the historic perspective of it.
We first began contracting with occupational health services to clear our employees coming back after they're ill or injured, right? The Department of Correction attendance policy states that anybody that's out sick more than 2 days needs medical clearance to come back to work. So they're either cleared for full duty through their personal physician or they're cleared by occupational health. Occupational health will also apply any limited or light duty.
Question?
Yeah.
Is that because of the fact that there's so many people who are incarcerated and they don't want the spread? I mean, is that a public health related
concern?
It's not a public health related concern. It's more attendance management. You know, we require anybody that's out for over 2 days to get medical clearance to come in, make sure that they're fit for duty, first of all. And when they have illnesses like the flu, things like that, make sure they're able to return to duty.
But this is the only, if I may, through the chair, this is the only department in the county that has this, you think?
I'm not sure.
But I'm pretty sure the police may have something similar, but good question. Because
it's just, it all of a sudden struck me, wow. I mean, it's almost like having a company nurse kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah, but it does make sense. I mean, for those of us that have toured the facilities, you know, everybody in there needs to be in the best behavior and very fit to react, even though we have that tremendous team that you mobilize when necessary.
Commissioner, is this union related at all? Is this anything in the contracts that either require this review, or is this just a policy of the department that it's just good policy to do?
Yeah, no, it's just good policy.
Is the reverse if someone is, I don't know, I forget in the contracts in terms of how many sick days an officer has, is it on his unlimited number? So do we do the reverse, that if you're out for more than 2 days, there's a check to see that in fact you are in fact sick, or do they have a certain number of sick days, they don't like to abuse that?
Well, no, we have strict controls on the attendance. If you're out over 2 days, you have to contact OHC to let them know, and then you again have to contact them before you're cleared to come in.
So, but they're cleared to come back in, and not necessarily checked to see you are in fact really sick and you're going to be out a week. I mean, is it looked at that way?
We do home checks, things like that, you know.
And under that contract, do they have a certain number of sick days that it's not unlimited, or?
Well, no, it's not unlimited, even though they get a sick day a month. Right under the contract, you can only have 5 occasions in a 9-month period, or else you're placed on attendance review.
Okay, so based on the contract, we can anticipate there's really not any kind of abuse of that policy. So we do want to check when they come in to see that they're healthy enough to come back.
Yeah, we do our best.
All right, okay.
Yes.
One more question. Mm-hmm. Sorry. How does it work? We have this group now that the privatized group that's doing health care for the prisoners, right? The one from Tennessee.
Yes, CCS.
But they don't do anything with the people who work for the county?
No, they just provide inmate health care, not health care to staff.
Is there any kind of, I mean, would it be less expensive to, if they're there already, to use them? You know what I'm saying? Rather than to enter into a contract with Westchester Medical Center?
We'd have to negotiate. I wouldn't know if it would be more expensive than that.
This is already in place.
Right. It's just all of a sudden I'm wondering if now that we've outsourced one part of it,
right,
are we duplicating? So it's something to think about, maybe.
Yeah, it is going forward. But also occupational health center, that's what they do.
Yeah.
You know, they do staff, you know, and occupation.
As opposed to inmate.
Right.
Got it.
Mr. Harkham and then Ms. Marcotte.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a quick question. This is not a huge amount of money, but
no.
we've had contracts with the medical center before that they said they were losing money on. In one case, they said they had a gun held to their head when it was done, blah, blah, blah. Is the medical center okay with this? They on board with this? They're happy with the contract?
Yes. Yeah, there's a schedule of negotiated rates. Actually,
yeah, and you can see the rates of different possible exams that may be conducted. Ms. Marcotte.
Thank you. I guess I'm just trying to understand. We pay for this service. Why? Like, why don't they go to their own doctor with this if they're coming back from a sick leave?
Well, we can't really order them to their own doctor because then no other contract will require to pay for it. So we give you this option.
Oh, so it is contractual.
Well, the contract states that if we order somebody to go to a medical examination, we have the right to do so, but we have to pay for it. right? This is a policy to send them to OHCD, right?
So if they go out sick before they come back, you have to order them to go here?
If they're out over 2 days.
Okay.
But in most cases, they go to their own doctor and just come back with a full duty.
Alright, how often is this utilized then? I mean, it's $30,000 up to $90,000, what is the average cost?
I think last year we came in at around $11,000.
Oh, okay.
Alright, because you began giving them the option of going to their own doctor.
Oh, good.
So we had less people going to OHCD last year.
Do we charge any of this back to their insurance coverage?
Do we charge any of this back?
Yeah.
No.
Would insurance cover it? Sorry.
I think Sheila still has.
Yeah, well, that is.
Sorry.
That's a question.
Sorry, we're jumping on Sheila.
No, sorry. I'm following that logic. You can.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, we haven't. We haven't charged it back.
So
all right.
We can, right?
I'm not sure if we can or not.
I mean, it's something I think we might want to look into.
Yeah.
All right, again, very, very small contract. If legislators have specific questions or concerns or suggestions to the commissioner, please forward them. This is our renewal to 2013. Motion is in order for budget and appropriations.
So move.
Second.
Move by Mr. Harkins, second by Mr. Burton.
Motion is in order for community services.
So move.
Second.
Second by Ms. Meyer. If I may, Chairwoman Williams, are both committees all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Item moves forward. Thank you so much. I think that was the only item we had jointly, Chairwoman Williams.
I believe so.
Yep. I guess if you want to adjourn your committee, this is the time. And I'll move, I put it in motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
Good, move on second. All right, moving right along, we have another joint item. Thank you
Thanks,
so much.
Guys. Good to see you, sir.
We want to move into public works. We have a very big item, Chairman Ryan.
Mr. Chairman, let me call the Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation Committee to order. The quorum present, we're meeting for the purpose of considering jointly the budget and appropriations, a proposed bond act that would provide the funding, the county portion of the funding necessary to replace two bridges that cross the Bronx River in the villages of Greenberg and the villages of Scarsdale. So that's the item that's before us this morning, and we have from Public Works, I would imagine, someone here to...
Who's here from Public Works? All right, let's, Mr. Chairman, let's continue on then, and let's bring in for budget only, two items that had been seen by the...
We need a motion on the table, this item.
So this is the Bronx River Parkway item? Because there's nobody here to discuss it.
Motion to table, is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The item is tabled until later in the meeting when Public Works is here to discuss it.
And I suggest staff, if we don't have somebody to testify, as you see me moving to the agenda instead of tabling stuff, let me know. And if anybody from the administration is here that knows that the staff is not here, let my staff know. Item 4, 4211, CBA, and we have Ms. Drummond here in company. All right, this is a huge project we're going to be working on, huh?
Good morning, Norma Drummond, Deputy Commissioner of Planning, Deputy DeLong, Director of Housing and Planning, Chairman, Special Assistant to County Executive. You have before you two acts related to the acquisition and subsequent resale of one property that would count for the Fair and Affordable Program. This is a existing condo in the village of Pleasantville. The condo was originally purchased by the Pleasantville Housing Development Finance Corporation with some funding from the county back in 1996. It was put, when PHDFC bought the property, they put a 20-year mortgage on the property that allowed them the right of first refusal upon any subsequent sale of that property so that they could have the ability to continue its affordability if they so chose. The last owner of this condo passed away earlier this, well, I guess last year, and so the PHDFC would like to acquire the property at this time, and would actually, because of the resale formula that was in this unit, going back to the 1990s, the resale price of this unit is a little bit higher than what we'd like it to be. So what they're asking for us to step into this property, to purchase it, be able to leave some money into the property, approximately $50,000, for them to be able to then resell it at a lower price, and then we actually get this unit to count toward the Fair and Affordable Housing Program. Let me walk you through the scenario very, very carefully, because it's a little bit complicated. For one unit, it is complicated. The PHDSC, the Pleasantville Housing Development Fund Corporation, is actually going to be borrowing funds from Westchester Housing Fund or Community Capital Resources. They do business as Community Capital Resources, which is an organization that the county has supported over the years that provides feasibility and bridge loan funding for affordable housing developments. So through Kim Jacobs Group, they will be borrowing the funds to be able to acquire this property. They will, upon their ownership of the property, they will extinguish or satisfy the mortgage, the current mortgage that's on the property that right now expires in 2016. So any affordability restrictions that were going to be on this unit were really going to be expiring in 5 years anyway. Their interest is extending for a much longer term the affordability period on this unit. They would then also like to be able to resell it to a eligible home buyer. So they will have acquired it. They will then come to the county and ask us to acquire it with our BPL 50 funds. And then we will then resell it back to them with a loan on the property so that when they ultimately resell the property, we will get most of our money back. So we're going to actually, when we buy it, we're going to give them when the county purchases it from them, we're actually going to, acquire it at the price of $212,500. When we then resell the property, we're going to give them a mortgage for $160,000. And the balance, the $52,500, will be left in the project as a grant. $50,000 goes towards writing down the price of the project, the price of the unit itself, and $2,500 goes toward paying some of the expenses from the Pleasantville Housing Development Fund Corporation associated with all these subsequent title exchanges. Okay.
What a closing that'll be.
But so at the end of the day, though, we get a unit, one unit, for $52,500.
Yeah. You mentioned that 55 plus 25, that makes 80, so how do you come to 52?
No, 2,500.
Oh, 2,500.
Yeah, 2,500, right.
Okay. Question?
Yes, please.
So, what is the average, if you know it off the top of your head, you probably do, knowing you, you probably know this off the top of your head, what's the average cost per unit?
Well, this is a home ownership.
I mean to the county out of BPL
50?
L50.
For home ownership, our average costs right now are about approximately $125,000 per unit.
Per unit.
Per unit.
Wow.
Correct.
So this is actually cheap.
This is,
yeah. Yes. Even less than our rental.
If you can afford the closing costs.
Right.
Bring a drink.
Interesting.
Yeah. Burton, your committee reviewed this?
Yes, Housing Planning and Operations reviewed this, passed it out, and we recommend this to the Budget and Appropriations Committee.
All right, but what's different in this deal, if you will, is the fact that we're fronting a lot of money, different than in any other deal.
Which, again, is one of the things that the stipulation calls for us to do, for us to review and consider revolving loan fund, and the monitor has strongly impressed upon us the importance of us using money, getting it out there, getting it back in, and recycling the funds.
Okay.
So again, the organization would not be able to do it on its own without this funding in there. The funding then would come back, and we would be able to reissue it again on another development.
Is this your district?
Our sense is that the money's going to be out there no longer than 6 months.
Okay.
Any other budget members have a comment? Mr. Nona, as the local legislator.
This is in my district. I was actually one of the founders of the Pleasantville Housing Development Trust Company, and actually this project, this property was bought when I was mayor. We bought it from the Resolution Trust Corporation, who had gone from a bankrupt bank, which in turn had foreclosed on a bankrupt homeowner. And when we bought it originally in 1996, we bought it with county funds. We borrowed money from the county and made it affordable, but not under the current settlement, but under our own affordable housing program. And it's been there for the last, 12 years. And it's had a few owners. So the village, current village government, thought that since this was coming up now, and they needed to resell it to a new owner, they would bring it under the stipulation. Smart. It's actually another apartment they own. If it ever came up, I'm sure they'd try to do the same thing. But wow. So this is just a recap of what we did about 12 years ago.
It is.
Borrowing the money and then selling it back, selling it to someone and returning the loan to the county. But I guess that $50,000 brings it into the, into the level of affordability. The only question I have is, who's going to market? I mean, it has to be marketed according to the marketing plan. So somebody in Pleasantville knows they're doing that.
They're working with Housing Action Council.
Okay, yes. Great. Yeah, I know Rose has been involved.
Yes, so they're working with Rose. So
that's the background. Going back.
Got it.
All right. For items 4211 and 4212, a motion is in order.
So move.
Second.
All right. Move by Mr. Burton. Second by Ms. Breckman. Both items, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? One signature suffices for these two items, right? Mr. Chairman Ryan, motion to move from tabled item 4182.
I have a motion to remove from the table that item. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor of removing the item? Aye. Opposed? Okay, the item is before us. We have with us Commissioner John Hsu to discuss with the committee this proposed bond act, which has been a project that's been with us for a while.
Yes.
So yes, Commissioner, and for that purpose, Commissioner, if you could take us down a little bit of history road.
What I'm providing for you is an anticipated schedule of the subsequent actions that will take this project to bid letting, bid award, and start a construction. So that's what I'm passing on right now. I didn't bother to go over the last 4 or 5 years with the history, but from basically April on. Okay?
Very good. April, you anticipated a request, so that's very good.
Your staff asked for this last week, so I provided it. And this is our best snapshot of where we are. What I'm really looking for from the board is two actions. One is the bonding legislation, which I think is before the committee today. And the second action is the passage of the just compensation legislation that the board needs to pass so that we can make the two offers. One offer is to the village of Scarsdale, and the second offer is to the land trust. Those two actions are necessary so that we can wrap up the design documents to submit to the state. Okay, and both legislations are before the board in various committees. So if you notice, like about the fourth line down, we had anticipated a late date of April 25th, which is your second meeting in April, as the worst case scenario for moving the schedule forward, okay? I know we're one session ahead of schedule, hopefully.
Sean?
That's amazing.
So that's where we are. This project, as you know, has been on the books for probably 5 years. We have, the state has obligated all of the funds in this region to fund this project for this federal fiscal year, which ends September 30th. It's in the tip for approximately $40 million plus with about an $8 million match at this point from the county, which is typically 80-20 with Monticelli reducing the county's portion. Monticelli is safe in the state budget. We already confirmed the Monticelli funds have been funded by the governor, so we feel comfortable with the number that we've provided to the board for bonding. I think we're asking for $8.1 million.
Right. We have before us $8.1 million requests, and we know there's a federal and state match for this of $46.1 million. Mm-hmm. There's a capital project fact sheet for both committees attached to the packet this morning, which if you take a look at five-year capital program chart. You'll see the cost estimates, gross, less our county share, the net. There's prior appropriations laid out for you. And under 2011, you'll see the 54.3 less our county share, less the non-county shares of 46.1 and the county net of $8.1 $8 million. And once again, this is for construction and construction management. Is that correct, Commissioner? The two bridges that cross where the Bronx River Parkway, the county's parkway, crosses both the Bronx River itself and the Metro North commuter rail line, the Harlem Division line that runs in that area. Are there any questions for the Commissioner from the committee?
From a budgetary perspective, Commissioner, Is it enough? Are we going to be able to do it with this?
Yes. I mean, if you look at the estimates provided by our consultant, they added several contingency factors. Keep in mind that the county's share will reduce if the project costs get reduced. We think that with the climate this September, we'll get some very aggressive prices. Most of the larger contractors in the region are dwindling down with work, and they're all looking to bid aggressively. So I think we're going to get some very competitive prices from the large, quote, infrastructure companies.
For budget and appropriations, any more comments? Otherwise, a motion is in order.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, moved and second.
For public works.
So moved.
Take a motion, a second.
Second.
All right, one on final discussion. Commissioner, just once again, just a thumbnail sketch on the just compensation.
Okay, just compensation. There are two properties involved in this project. One is properties owned by the Village of Scarsdale. The second is owned by the Land Trust, which is an outgrowth of the Conrail purchase or the Conrail bankruptcy proceedings many years prior. Through our title searches of the various properties on which our alignment would have to be repositioned, it was determined that we have that the Village of Scarsdale needs to be compensated monetarily. In the past, we've been using the village property as part of the existing parkway, but given the fact that federal funds are involved, the feds take a different exception. They don't want any squatting rights. They want it purchased outright. We hired a state appraiser, state-approved appraiser. The village has been involved with, you know, they're aware of the numbers. The land trust has been involved with the numbers, too. So once the board signs it and approves it, we'll offer it to both parties, and we do not expect any issues. I think the village is going to include it in their operating budget some of the revenues from this compensation.
Okay. Any other questions on the discussion?
Wow.
Then for both committees, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, this item is then reported. Commissioner, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Take care.
Mr. Alvarado, it's my understanding we have no further business to...
Yes, Mr. Chairman, for us jointly, yes, budget does continue. A motion to adjourn public works.
We have a motion from Mr. Alvarado to adjourn the committee. We have a second from Legislator Shinsky. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? This meeting is now adjourned.
Okay, I had mentioned earlier we have two sets of minutes.
So
a motion to move by Mr. Harkin, second by Mr. Burton. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Minutes are approved. Also, two items to receive and file, which are items that had some other kind of action in the committee, and motions to receive and file these two items.
Second.
Moved and seconded for both items. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. I will be placing two items on the agenda so that we can be efficient in stuff that we have pre-approved. The first item would be the option with the COBA settlement to bond what was settled for that lawsuit. And Sally is passing around the legislation. This is just to buy ourselves the option of bonding that expenditure. Please look at it, and do we have anybody from the administration to discuss this? But it's pretty much, basically, we move forward, this item would